Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Top Peterson Football, NFL Lunch style. By the way, I forgot to mention when we talked about Jenkins and Buchanan out, Awuzie did return to practice.
Yes.
So that's good news.
Yep. And, you know, so, yeah, and Jenkins is an illness, so he should be back, you know, probably tomorrow. Yeah, let the big boy rest a little bit. So they should be pretty healthy other than Buchanan, which is a big loss.
Now, New England's got big play capabilities. We talked about this a couple of days ago with Chad Graff. They got some plus 20-yard potential there.
Mm-hmm.
Here's John Harbaugh was asked about neutralizing New England and those big plays on offense.
Well, I mean, you just play good defense. I mean, really, you got to do fundamental things well. You know, especially he'll throw the ball downfield. They'll do it with designed play-action passes sometimes drop-back passes that are designed. But as often as not, they'll just throw a 9-route out there against the press. You got to defend that. And then the extended plays, you know, where he'll step up into the pocket and up and out of the pocket sometimes, make some throws, but he'll also run. So that's kind of where he's creating those plays.
They do. They create a lot of explosive plays. And to me, explosive plays are plays over 20 yards. Diggs has 9. Hunter Henry has 9. Butte has 10. Matt Collins has 6. Demaryius Douglas has 6. And Austin Hooper, the other tight end, has 5. So they have a lot of guys that have gotten explosive plays. They're not a big yak team at all. I mean, Hunter Henry, the tight end, has the most yak yards at 272, and then Diggs at 248. Otherwise, you know, it's right around 100 yards. So they're not, you know, so they create bigger plays by scheme, like play action pass, like Harp said, or they'll take the 9-route, you know, 9 routes to go route, and he throws a good deep ball.
And Boutte's their speed guy? Is he the
speed? Yep,
Bobby. Diggs used to be, but not at this stage.
Well, Boutte's averaging 17 yards a catch. And he's got 30 catches. He's got 6 touchdowns. Bob, his yak yards, he's got, like I said, he's got 10, 20 plus. His yak yards are 34 yards.
So he's in the end zone when he's catching his
Yes.
thing.
And then Demaryius Douglas, Bob, averages 14.9. So, you know, those are kind of their two guys that, and the really both tight ends average over 13 yards, which is pretty damn good, you know, because of play action pass.
Now, here's Drake May. We just heard John Harbaugh talking about trying to slow down the big plays there. Here's Drake May talking about how defenses copy each other, trying to stop those big plays.
Well, I'm sure teams try to do whatever other defenses try to do to, quote unquote, stopped us or felt like worked. So you try to not overlook that and realize that these teams are going to be who they are. And I've practiced all year long, but you never know until you really get out there and snap the football and see. But, obviously we're trying to work on things that we can control and control on details and me making throws and, better ball placement and better decisions. And that's what we can control and let the rest sort itself out.
You know they're going to take deep shots. I mean, you look at the Pittsburgh film, Bob. I mean, you're going to throw the fade route. You got to, right? I mean, they completed 5. Pittsburgh did. So, yeah, they're going to take their shots. But what did the Ravens do last week to combat that? They put a safety way deep, And so I think the Ravens are going to play to stop the deep ball and make him throw the ball underneath like they did the Bengals, because that seemed to work pretty well. But this week, the only thing that's different is Burrow doesn't run like May runs. May can make some plays with his legs.
Now, for New England, they blow a 21-point lead last week at home against the Bills with a chance to win the AFC East. Let it get away from them. So Drake May, I guess, moving on, is a very important part of this week's preparation.
Try to learn in this league. It's on to the next week. Next week's just as important as the last week and the week before that, and it's every week's important and it matters. And just trying to play to my best ability and fix the things that I can fix and make plays and try to fix plays that I wish I had back and try to let it not happen again. But at the same time, I think there's some good things we did from last game, but also some things we got to improve on to be better down the road and be better against the Ravens this week. And we got a tough challenge. They're a good defense, and they're a good football team with a great quarterback. So they're a tough challenge, and just trying to learn every week and store things in my memory bank to use them again down the road.
Yeah, I think the things that what they're gonna try to throw to the tight ends, Bob. They're gonna try to throw in the middle of the field, and that's where Adarius and maybe Kyle Hamilton. Because I thought Roquan was awesome last week in pass coverage. He ran down the middle of the field with tight end and everything and was in on that play. I thought he did a good job coming up tackling. So did Buchanan. Are they going to attack Simpson? That's going to be, key. But maybe if they are nickel and dime, you're playing one linebacker and you're playing maybe a Darius in there also.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Featured Artist Friday. It's Christmas songs. Got a couple more segments to go here in the final hour of the week. Now, this game was flexed from 1 o'clock to Sunday night. Little primetime extravaganza. So, Drake May, your bright lights, big city. That's exciting, right?
That's what you play for. That's what we're trying to play for many years down the road. Trying to be the team that people want to see, at night, and people want to see when the only game on is us. That's what you want this environment to be around. That's what you want the New England Patriots to be, playing on night games that matter and, home playoff games. And that's what we're building towards and working towards. And that's one of the goals. So we're keep trying to get there and do whatever we can to get there. And it starts in practice out here today and tomorrow and each and every day. I think it's one of the tough things at the end of the thing is week 16, is trying not to battle and not kind of tailing off and taking shortcuts. Just try to, keep going and do things a little more, study a little more, do a little bit more after practice just to try to make up for the 16 weeks that you put on your body and know that these weeks.
Yeah, it gets harder, as the season goes along. But what makes the pain feel a lot less? You're winning. When you're winning and stuff, nothing hurts as much because, you're excited about the games. And like we heard Drake May talk about, when you're in a playoff hunt, guys are guys are lifting, they're doing extra, they're watching extra film, they're prepping more. These teams that are out of it, Bob, that's why Lee's 31-0, 31-3, they've got their golf clubs in the car, they're done, they're not doing any extra stuff, they're just they're counting the days.
Last one here on NFL Lunch, Mike Vrabel, head coach of the Pats, talking about the Ravens defense was terrible first 5 or so weeks of the season. They've turned it around. They're not the 2000 Ravens. Let's not get carried away. But Mike Vrabel, as you've seen it, what has been the key to the Ravens' defensive turnaround here?
really running the ball on them, forcing a lot of these games to be one-dimensional. Really good mix of veteran players and some youth, really good interior players. You know, I mean, they're just big, they're, you know, Jones and Jenkins. And obviously they'll rotate other guys through there, but it starts with those two. You know, I think Kyle Hamilton is one of the best players in this league just from a versatility standpoint and what he can do at the line of scrimmage, covering 34 career PBUs, 8 career sacks.
You know, I mean, and that's why, you know, earlier, Bob, when we were talking about Jenkins, you know, that's what is important, you know, because Vrabel mentioned the two guys. It starts with the two guys in the middle with Jenkins and Jones because, you know, they're two big hogs that require pretty much double teams, and that allows the linebackers to run and make some plays, you know. And then Hamilton, when things start to struggle, whether, you know, if they're giving up plays in the pass game or the run game, who they ask to come to the rescue? 14, Hamilton. You know, they'll blitz him off the side to help stop in the run game, blitz him, you know, to help stop the pass game. But Hamilton is the guy that he's the joker.
It's 58-80, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, Nolan, I'm going to make an executive decision. We're going to do stats next. Then we'll do picks. Then we'll get to the funhouse. Then Inside Access is going to take over. Christmas songs, featured artist Friday. It's 58-80, Nolan, here on the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Okay. But Nolan McGraw, breakdown what the Birds are doing to bolster that starting rotation in 2026.
Yeah, a lot of moving parts here. Not a done deal yet, but as close as possibly could be. Jeff Passan on this, Rosenthal on this. Orioles acquiring right-handed starter Shane Baz from Tampa Bay. Quite the package going back in return. Now, it's all prospects. Nobody from the major league roster here. But Slater DeBron, outfielder, their most recent draft pick. Big hullabaloo over getting him to sign in the first place. But helps land you a starting pitcher. Also in the package, catcher Caden Bodine. Right-hander Michael Ferrett. Outfielder Austin Overn. As well as a competitive balance round A pick. So that's somewhere in the, 32 to 35, 37 range. Quite the haul. For those wondering, Orioles' current prospect rankings, Slater DeBron, just signed, sixth ranked in the system. And Bodine, the catcher, ranked 10th. Ferret ranked 11th. So pretty big haul here, actually. You may be asking yourself why. Well, control. That's why. This guy's still very young. Shane Baz has at least three more years of control, maybe four. Throws hard. Now you're going to look at the stats and you're going to roll your eyes. You're going to say, well, what the hell? Yeah. This guy's ERA over 5 last year. His last dozen starts of the year, ERA over 6. What's going on here? But check the splits between home and road. Staggering difference. Sub 4 ERA on the road. ERA over 5 at home. And of course, the Rays playing in a different home ballpark last year, the Yankees spring training facility.
Yeah, 26 years old, was really good in 2024, by the way, coming back from Tommy John surgery. So we got that out of the way, if you will. But yeah, Slater DeBron, the Orioles got kudos for getting him to sign because he was committed to, where was that? I can't remember.
Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt. So they got him to sign at the last minute before he would have tapped out. But some of these magic beans. Mike Elias, willing to move him. So here's the trade, assuming it goes down. And you're still going to add another free agent pitcher on top of it, in my belief. So Shane Baz, 97-mile-an-hour four-seamer. The breaking stuff still comes in at high velo. He was really good in 24. As Nolan said, he got rocked last year. But that was more of a home field disadvantage for him. So right now, if this is the only move they make, Nolan, in the rotation, he probably plugs in ahead of Kramer?
Maybe.
Or I after, mean, I'm guessing it's going to be Bradish, Rogers, Wells, Baz?
I don't know. I mean,
Kramer, Finkel, Einhorn?
As of right now, yeah, he could be there. Ideally, I'd prefer him to be the 5.
Okay.
You know, maybe the 4. But, I mean, it's a toss-up, really, between him and Kramer. To be honest with you, I mean, we're just trying to take this all in as it comes out. I'm not over the moon about it. I'm fine with it. Okay. I think it's okay. You know, I'm not crying over any of the lost prospects here. I think it's kind of the same thing as when you've traded with Tampa Bay in the past. I always get nervous when Tampa Bay wants my prospects. They're better than anyone at identifying young talent and then actually getting that to develop into something. So the fact that they want these guys, and look, in the case of DeBron, it's pretty obvious why they want him. He was a first-round draft pick. But beyond that, some of these other guys, and it is a big package. So when it's all said and done, I think the years of control will ease my anxiety here. But for now, I'm not not doing backflips like the Alonso deal.
I hear what you're saying, but it's still an aggressive move to address a need with a guy that's pitched in the division. So I'm not doing backflips either, but I'm not crying because Little Slay's gone, other than the fact I was looking forward to saying Little Slay for the next 5 to 10 years. So that's the Orioles move. What do you think about it? Send us a text. We can get into that during the Funhouse. Right now, let's crunch some numbers. Ravens, Patriots, stats.
Stats don't lie. Here's the fans, Vinny Serrato.
All right, when we look at their defense, before we get started into the stats, the guys that may not play, you know, Robert Spillane is probably out. He didn't play last week. He leads them with 97 tackles, 1 sack, 4 tackles for loss, 5 pass defense, and 2 interceptions. So that's a huge loss for them. Your leading tackler by far. And then Christian Ellis, your second leading tackler, hadn't practiced. 76 tackles, 3 pass defense. Marcus Jones, the cornerback, 60 tackles, 6 tackles for loss, 11 pass defense, 3 interceptions. You know, so that one too. Harold Landry, I would think, you know, he leads them in sacks with 8.5. Milton Williams is out, defensive tackle. He's 27 tackles, 3.5 sacks. So there's a lot of production that hasn't practiced this week. Spillane and Williams are out. You know, Ellis, Marcus Jones, Harold Landry, we'll see. But if they're out too, you know, I mean, they're missing a lot of their defensive players. Now, when we look at statistically their defense versus the Ravens' offense, New England's 0 in the turnovers. Ravens are a -4. New England's defense is 7th overall, 300 yards per game. Ravens' offense is 20th, 324. New England's pass defense, 15th, 205. Ravens' pass offense, 27th, 178. Now, their rush defense, is fifth. They give up 95 yards a game. But the last five games, since Williams really has been out, and with Spillane out, they've given up over 100 yards the last five games. So that they are not the fifth best rush defense in the league. The Ravens overall are third in rushing with 146. Points allowed, they give up 19.7 points. So they do a pretty good job holding. But like we said, they played one team with a winning record. Right. They're ranked seventh. The Ravens offense, 14th, 23.9. Pass attempts, they're 16th. They have 448 pass attempts. Rush attempts, they're third with 325. People don't, at least early on, didn't run it a lot, but they've kind of changed lately, and I'm sure it's going to change again on Sunday. Ravens pass attempts, their last, 364. Completion percent, New England's defense is 25th. They give up 66.5. Ravens completion percent, 17th, 64.6. Average per completion, New England's defense, 10th, 6.7. Ravens offense, 7th, 7.6. Touchdown passes, New England's defense, 22nd with 24. Ravens offense is 24th with 19. Interceptions, New England's defense, 22nd with 8. Ravens offense is 18th with 10. Sacks, they don't get a ton of sacks. They're 23rd with 29. And if the guys that are not playing that I just talked about, they lose like half of their sacks. The Ravens offense, they're 10th, 40. Terrible. Quarterback rating, New England's defense gives up a quarterback rating of 96, which is 21st. Ravens are 12th with 93.5. Rush attempts, like I said, New England's defense is 3rd, 325. Rushing attempts, Ravens offense 12th with 394. Average per rush, New England's defense is 12th, 4.1. Ravens offense is 1, 5.2. Third downs, New England's defense 12th, 37.5. Ravens offense 24th, 37.4. Penalties, Ravens are real good with that, with 28th with 77. When we look at New England's offense, Ravens D, New England's offense is 6th, 364 a game. Ravens defense 23rd, 344. Passing offense, New England 6th, 241. Ravens defense 26th, 233. Rushing offense for New England 13th, 122. Ravens is 15th with 111. Points, New England 6th, 27-3. Ravens are now 15th, giving up 22-9. Passing attempts, New England's offense is 26th with 411. So they like to run it. Ravens, pass attempts, they're 29th. They almost have more thrown on them than any other team in the league with 509. Completion percentage, New England is 70.8. Ravens defense, 7th, pretty good, 62.5. Average per completion, New England is 2nd, 8.6. Ravens defense is 11th, 6.7. Touchdown passes, New England's 11th with 23. Ravens defense is 11th with 19. Interceptions, New England's 24th. May is 24th with 7. Ravens defense, 19th with 9. Sacks, New England's offense, 7th. They get sacked a lot, 43. Ravens defense, 2nd to last, 22. Quarterback rating, 3rd, New England's offense, 108.6. Ravens defense is 10th, 87.3. Rushing attempts, New England's offense is 7th, 401. So they've thrown it 411, and they've run it 401. So pretty much 50-50. Ravens defense, rushing attempts, 16th with 370. So teams have thrown it 509 times against the Ravens and ran it 370. Average per rush, New England's offense is 17th with 4.3. Ravens is 15th with 4.2. Third down conversions, New England's pretty good, 6th, 43-1. Ravens defense pretty good too, 8th, 36-2. And New England, they're 21st in penalties with 88.
The one thing with the stats that we've been talking all year long, Vinny, about the Ravens being bad in the red zone.
Yep.
New England's 32nd in the red zone. So something's got to give, I would assume.
Well, you know what the problem is with that, Bob? It you know what it goes back to? Man-to-man coverage getting open in man. They have a hard time getting open in man coverage, and their old linemen don't knock anybody off the ball. So, I mean, that's the same problem they've got, except their quarterback will try to run.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, we'll do our picks for week 16 of this NFL season. And then it's a funhouse trip. Nolan McGraw, Orioles, looks like they're going to get Shane Baz from Tampa, who, by the way, they're involved in a three-team trade with the Astros and Pirates. And former Terp Brandon Lau looks like he's on the move to Pittsburgh. All-star, by the way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Vinny and Haney's Football Pick'em starts now. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, here on this Featured Artist Friday. It is Christmas songs, as chosen by you, the people. The Orioles made a trade. My opinion, strong one. Yeah, they gave up a lot. Two first-round draft picks. Of the four they had here in 2025, but as an old geezer, I'm not waiting for little Slade to turn into an all-star in 2030. I want to win a World Series next year, or at least sniff it. We got plenty of time to dissect, that's for sure. But let's get to our picks. Final 3 weeks of the regular season. We didn't even do them last night. Totally forgot. That was my bad. Sorry about that. But you did say you like Seattle, so do we give him that or no?
No.
Because I like Seattle, too. Yeah.
You did?
Yep.
So I was going to take the Rams. That would have been fitting for...
If you want to be 23 back, you can.
I mean, we can own it. I was going to take L.A. if I would have remembered to get the picks in. But anyway...
Doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah, does
we'd
it,
still be tied.
Yeah, because
Standings after Monday, are you guys believing in the Dolphins for some strange reason? I am now only one back of Vinny. Bob is 22 back still. We start in college. Tonight's game, big one, Alabama versus Oklahoma, the first of four in the first round of the CFP. Oklahoma favored by 1.5 here. And I'm going to give them the slight edge. I'm going to go with the Sooners. Just don't really trust Alabama. Debate over whether they should even be in there or not. So I'm going to go Oklahoma.
Yeah, and Oklahoma beat them at Alabama this year, too. and it's in Oklahoma. I think Mateer's going to be much healthier, maybe more like he was at the beginning of the season. Oklahoma's defense is very good, and Alabama has not played well the last few weeks. I'm taking Oklahoma.
Yeah, I'm not 100% confident in the pick, but I'm going to go with the Sooners as well, mainly because, like you just said, Vinny, Alabama's kind of limped to the finish line here, and they got their pants pulled down and Heine spanked crimson by Georgia. Let's go with the Sooners here.
Miami versus Texas A&M. A&M favored by 3 here. Give me another favorite. Miami just, I don't know, can't trust them. They always choke. Don't really like them anyway to begin with, so I'm biased, but it doesn't matter.
I'm taking A&M also, but I just think Cristobal is not a good game day coach. Miami runs the heck out of the ball. But I think it'll be a tight game, and I think A&M wins. Home crowd, tight game, better game day coach.
Here I am. Rock you like a hurricane. I'm going with Miami. I am 23 back, so what do I have to lose?
Tulane versus Ole Miss. Mississippi favored by 17.5 here. I got to go roll with them. No upsets here.
Yeah, the thing is the Tulane coach, Summerall, he's going to Florida. The Ole Miss is playing with the D coordinator. Their coach left. So I'll take Ole Miss. Yeah. They've killed him earlier
in
the year.
They puppy-pantsed them earlier. I think this game will be closer, but the outcome will be the same. Yeah. Ole Miss wins.
And then James Madison versus Oregon rounds it out. Boy. Ducks favored by 20.5. I mean, nice run here for JMU. Certainly deserve to be in there more than your ACC winner. I mean, certainly more than Duke or really anybody, Virginia. anybody from the ACC, really.
Right.
There's no way they beat the Ducks here.
Yeah, and this coach, he better get used to going up and playing Oregon. He's got the UCLA job now. Has he been all in on this? I think it's Oregon covers.
Hey, I will give JMU credit. What are they, 3 years in Division One, and they're in the playoff, and we're talking about Maryland not even sniffing the condiment bowl. But, oh, yeah, break out the puppy pants. It's hammer time in this one.
Over to the NFL Saturday action this week. A pair of games here, starting with Philadelphia traveling to take on Washington. Eagles favored by 7. Do not overthink this one. Maybe they don't cover, but the Eagles will get this one done.
Yeah, I mean, Eagles win, I think Dallas is out. You know, then they win the division. I'll take the Eagles.
Yeah, Philly.
Green Bay traveling to take on Chicago. Huge implications in this one. Bears have the slight edge. 1.5 is the spread. And I'm going to go with them. They are the home team here. Primetime matchup. I think they'll be fired up.
I think no Micah Parsons is big. He had 7 quarterback hurries and a couple sacks last time. They don't have that this time. So Caleb Williams and Chicago.
Yeah, no Adunze, no Burden for Chicago wide receiver. But DJ Moore had a couple of TDs. Loveland's becoming more of a factor in that passing game. And Swift and Manungai, they can run. They got back to running the ball last week. Let's go, Bears!
Bills versus Browns, this one being played in Cleveland, but 10.5 is the spread in favor of Buffalo. And after their win last week, the door is open for them to maybe swoop in and steal the division. I'm going to go with the Bills.
Yeah, I'll take the Bills. I think Cleveland scores some points, but I'm going to take Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Chargers traveling to take on Dallas. Cowboys favored by 1.5. Rashawn was puzzled by this line earlier in the week. I agree with them. Give me the Chargers.
Yeah, I'm taking... For Dallas, it means nothing. For the Chargers, it means everything. I'll take Chargers.
Chargers.
Chiefs versus Titans. How do you feel about this one? No Pat Mahomes. Even if he was there, nothing to play for. They're eliminated. And Tennessee, well, they're probably still have their sights set on maybe getting the number one pick again next year. I'm going to go Kansas City. I could see it going either way, but I don't feel it. I mean, the Titans are just awful. Yeah. No redeeming qualities.
I'm going to take Tennessee. I'll try Tennessee. I think they've been playing better. Their defense, Denard Wilson's been doing a good job with defense. Tennessee's been more competitive. And I think, like you said, Kansas City has nothing to play for, you know, and no Mahomes. Gardner Minshew cost them the game last time through a dumb pick. So I'll take Tennessee.
Yeah, this would have been a hell of a game 6 years ago. This is 2025. However, I'm going with the Titans.
Yep.
Jets, home dogs. Yeah.
Jets at Saints. New Orleans favored by 6 at home. I'm going to go with New Orleans here.
Shuck.
All shucks and Olave, yep. New Orleans.
Vikings and Giants, 2.5 in favor of Minnesota here, but I like the home team Giants in this one. I can't quit that quarterback dart. I don't care how dangerous he plays. I don't care how often he's getting concussed. Just something about him, man.
I'm going Minnesota. Minnesota's got the good defense. Plus, Giants want that first pick of the draft.
Yeah, Minnesota's eliminated from the playoff options here, but they played well in the last game. 9 is going to bring it. I'm going Vikings, too.
Big one here. Buccaneers and Panthers. Somebody's got to win this division. Both of them trying their best to lose it. But Tampa Bay favored by 3, even as the road team here. Both of these teams have disappointed me so much, but I'm going to go with Carolina just because they're at home.
Yeah, I'm taking Carolina, too. They're better at home than they are on the road.
They lost to the Saints at home, didn't they?
They lost to the Saints in New Orleans, I think it was. Right. It was in New Orleans.
But right. I think they lost to the Saints at home, too, if I'm not mistaken. Could be wrong, usually, Em.
No, I think you're right.
And Tampa's flatlining. You know what I mean? I'm going to take Tampa. What the hell?
Bengals, Dolphins, Cincinnati favored by 4.5. They're the road team here. You don't know what you're going to get with Ewers. Don't really like Zach Wilson either, but I'll go Bengals.
Bengals?
Bengals, maybe by a significant margin. Let's go Cincinnati.
Very interesting one here. Jaguars, Broncos. Now, Denver's favored by 3.5 at home. They have that incredible defense. What a statement win this would be for the Jaguars. The are you convinced yet type of game for them. But even still, I like that defense in Denver. Give me them.
Yeah, I think Denver can win by double digits.
I'm going old long hair, fancy man. Trevor Lawrence coming off his career day. By the way, New Orleans has beaten Carolina twice. Let's go Jacksonville. You're not a Bo-leaver?
Who is it, Chris Boombacher? He's not a Bo-leaver.
I'm not really a Trevor Lawrence believer either, but I like the way they're rolling. Etienne's a good running back, and you know, Myers has added some spite, even though they're without Travis Hunter. Yeah, let's go, Jackson. I'm talking myself into it.
Falcons and Cardinals, Arizona favored by 3 as the home team. I hate both of these teams. I don't even think this one's going to pop up on Red Zone on Sunday. This is going to be extremely ugly, but I'll go with Arizona.
I'm going to take Atlanta. Let's hope. You know, what Pitts was 11 catches for 160-some yards. Let's hope that they figured it out. I'll take Atlanta.
Yeah, and look, I know Brissett gets, what's the wide receiver's name, Wilson, who's been playing great, and McBride's a stud tight end. But I like what Atlanta did last week. I'm going with the Falcons in this one.
All right, big one here. Big implications for the Ravens because the Steelers traveling to Detroit. The Lions are favored by 7 in this one. Ravens really, really need a win by the Lions in this one. And I think they get their wish. Now, did they hold up their end of the bargain? We'll talk about that in a second. But for now, Detroit wins.
Yeah, I'm Detroit's good at home. And, you know, Gibbs wasn't involved last week. Gibbs going to be heavily involved. Pittsburgh's defense is not great. And I don't know that Pittsburgh can score 30.
Lions.
How about the Raiders and the Texans?
Houston.
Exactly. The spread is 14 for those curious.
Chasing maybe the division when it's all said and done.
And then last but not least here, Ravens hosting the Patriots. Been talking about it all week long. That spread still favors the Ravens by 3. I'm taking the Ravens. You know what? Maybe I'm a homer. God. I don't care. Purple Kool-Aid. I just see this one being that classic primetime victory. Even though they haven't got it this year, they can't go a full season without getting a primetime win at home. They'll get it here when they need it most, 26-19.
Yeah, I'm taking the Ravens. After I watched the film, then I was pretty convinced I was going to take the Ravens, especially the way their run defense has not been playing good, New England's. I like the Ravens to be able to run the ball. I just keeping my fingers crossed that Lamar gets his legs involved. I got Ravens 27-21.
I'm going New England 27-20. I think the red zone problems for the Ravens will be even worse than New England's red zone defense, which is among the worst. I think they are the worst in the NFL, 32nd. I just see Travion Henderson making some runs, and their Ravens banged up the middle. New England clinches a playoff spot and completes a dreadful home season for the Ravens at 3-6.
Boo.
I'm usually wrong. I mean, come on. Keep it real.
Read the standings again.
That's right. We'll come back. Funhouse quickly. Nolan McGraw Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. And we got college football playoff stuff going on. Do we have that here on the fan, Oklahoma and Alabama? Is that a not?
I don't know, so I'm not going to say.
No, okay. I thought Cordell said he was on.
Till 8 o'clock.
Well, let's hope it's on then.
All right, either way, you know, check your local listings. How's that? Trade with four prospects and a competitive balance pick. Go to Tampa. So I throw it up on Facebook. Everybody's already complaining.
They are?
They gave up too much. Too much. Gave up too much. And he's coming off a bad year, as we talked about. You know, he's a year and a half removed from Tommy John surgery. We don't know what these magic beans are going to turn out to be. And I know they traded two of their four first-round picks, Little Slay and the catcher, to be part of it. This will be a bad trade if Boz is the only other starter that he gets, Elias. I still think they're going to bring in a guy greater than him for the rotation. And who knows? If he pitched like he did in the second half of 24, I don't think we're whining
right
about this deal. And if Little Slay turns out to be the next, what do they say, Corbin Carroll was the comp there, so be it.
Somebody should call Lil Slay. And, of course, his nickname is that because he had
a DJ,
a budding music career, producing whatever. And before he was thinking about going Vanderbilt or coming pro or whatever, he's thinking about having a professional music career. Get this kid on the phone. Say, hey, baseball's not for you, man. Stick to music. Go all in on the music. You're way better at producing than you were swinging a bat, throwing a ball, doing whatever the hell you do. It doesn't matter. Stick to music. Now that he's with the Rays, I don't want him playing ball.
Okay.
How surprised?
So you're worried about that.
In the division. Surprised?
I don't think that really is a thing.
They've done business before.
Yeah.
With under Elias, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, look, I'm still, I'm not crazy about it. I think it's fine. Each trade should be evaluated for itself, independent of what other moves are made. So what would make this a bad trade is if Shane Boz stinks or gets hurt again. You know, that to me is the only thing that's going to ruin this trade. It's the same thing as the Trevor Rogers deal, right? Took a little while for him to actually become what he was this past year.
As Stowers became an all-star.
Right, and people were bashing it, and rightfully so at the time. But then as time goes, we're all in that boat. Literally all of us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, look, time will tell. You're paying for the years. You're paying for the upside, but there is some, make no mistake, there is some risk with this move. But as we've been saying and thumping the table for years, you got to take a risk to win big. You got to take those big swings to come out on top. You can't just go looking for value at every move you make.
Yeah, you want to trade a win-win, like Gilman for always been a win-win.
No doubt.
For those two teams. But you got to give up something to get something. We have no idea what any of these dudes are going to be. Boz has somewhat of a track record. He's 26. He's controllable. He got the Tommy John out of the way. John Means is like, hold my beer. I've had like two of those that I just ruptured my Achilles. I'm not whining about this move. Now, if he sucks, of course we're going to complain about it. But if they would have signed Corbin Burns last year to whatever they offered, which was significant, blows his elbow out in a seventh start, everyone's complaining about it. It's a high. Why would you give a starting pitcher that level of money? Because you know everyone eventually gets hurt.
Mm-hmm. The only part that I think it's an overpay is the draft pick. I mean, did you really have to?
Yeah.
Like, was that really what put it over the top? And maybe it was.
Probably.
But I mean, like, if you're Tampa, are those four players not enough for Shane Boz? I don't know.
Whatever. Like the old L.A. gun song, it's never enough. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. That's going to do it for us. We'll be back on Monday. Hope I'm picking New England, but hopefully the Ravens win.
Yep.
Then if they lose, then you got some real things to cry about instead of what Shane Boz may or not be in the next couple of months here. Maryland's at Virginia. Something tells me we'll probably be complaining about that one with Buzz Williams coming up as well. Inside Access in a matter of minutes. Bowl stuff's going on as we speak. Western Michigan putting out the old whipping stick on Kennesaw State. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.